The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know when you first meet and you're out there and you're dating and you're doing your thing and then you've been together for a minute and you're not? Let's have that discussion on Friday.
The honeymoon is over.
Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so comfortable is actually a good thing. You know how some people say, don't get comfortable in your relationship? And I wanted to talk about this real early on Friday because I have been, and I will say this, nagging you, DJ Automatic, for a date night for a long time. And it hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. But we're not in a routine, at least. Routine is the enemy of the couple, not comfort. Comfort means I can hang out with you without makeup and feel good about myself because you still love me. I can let a little wind go and you're not going to hate it. I'm not saying you love it. I'm not saying you love it. Comfortable means that you and I can choose to sit down on the couch together and stream a movie I've watched 1,000 times. You're going to put up with it and fall asleep together. And we're still good.
Sorry, I realize you don't take the fart machine on a date.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
She's about to put me back to sleep right here.
No, this is a good thing. Then take me on a date.
That stage of the relationship where you start
to take you on a date so we have something else to talk about.
Where you start to notice that your lady has a little bit of stubble above her lip. That's always an interesting point of the relationship.
No, I get rid of mine.
What is it called? An epilator?
Epilator.
And she suggested my mom get one. And my mom.
I did not suggest. You told me you should suggest this for my mother.
Not.
Yes,
you
did.
No, I told my mom to get one. My mom called me and she was like, my face is swollen and it hurts from Dana's little beard pulling thing.
I did not. You said, Dana, you should suggest that for my mom.
I didn't think this could get any more toxic. And then we brought the mother-in-law into it. And
that
was just.
I didn't do that, though. That was you.
All over the place.
It's one of the many things that Dana suggests to my mom that backfires that I have to listen to from both ends now.
Why are you lying, though? You're the one. I was doing it. You saw me and you said you should tell my mom about that because she's got hair above her lip.
Oh, look at that. Think about it, Automatic. And you could be having this conversation over a 4-course meal.
That's right.
You know, think about that, bud. You're messing
up. Spending my hard-earned money to be bickered at and told how dumb I am.
You could be having this in public.
Man.
Automatic, what did you want to do that instead on date night?
Well, either way, our lip is hair free.
Let's all do let's do a double date soon. How about those?
Yeah.
Well, those are really cool.
That's even worse.
Why? You get to
talk
to
Because then when you leave, then you get to compare your relationship to their relationship.
Oh, man.
All right. I feel lame for recommending that.
We'll go back to the couch. National Day, Anthony A.
Right, it is World Sleeping Day. So back to the couch you should go. All right. And we also have the Ideas of March Day, which is this goes all the way back to Roman history, and it is the day that Julius Caesar was assassinated.
Oh, stabbed in the back.
Yeah.
Was it Brutus?
Brutus.
Yes, it was Brutus. It.
Okay, well, and Automatic said it was Pontius Pilate.
I didn't.
Wrong book there.
Who's Pontius Pilate?
He's the guy that crucified Christ.
Didn't you go to catechism?
Same time era, roughly.
Let's not get into
the history of this, dog.
You're talking...
This isn't history class. What's the next one?
All right,
national day?
True confession, I did go to catechism, didn't pay attention. All right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Right now, we're going to break down the down in the DM between Theo and Hannah. Let me take you back. Theo said his girlfriend Hannah used to date women, and now he suspects that she might be seeing her friend Kim. You know, they had a spa day. It was supposed to be girls' day, whatnot. He's like, nah, something doesn't feel right. So Hannah and Theo went out one night and had a little party session, and when she was drunk, she said this to him.
The other night, she asked if we could bring another woman into the bedroom.
I'm pretending to be the spa worker, and at this point, I'm telling her, I think one of you left your earrings here. So here's how it went.
I don't think so. I can check with my girlfriend, though.
I didn't know you had a girlfriend.
Huh?
Hannah, your boyfriend, Theo, is listening, obviously. My name is Dana Cortez from The Dana Cortez Show. She didn't mean girlfriend like we do girlfriends. She meant girlfriend. So I start questioning, of course, like, what are you doing to your man? And Hannah explains, we're not committed. You literally just moved in with him.
I let him live with me because he lost his job and apartment.
Theo did not tell us that part.
Did he tell you that I asked him for an open relationship?
No, he didn't tell us any of that. At the end of the down in the DM, we concluded it did not go down because
there was no
in a relationship
to go down
to begin with. Yeah, she let him
move somebody
in.
Went down.
But Automatic happened to make a little comment. Listen to this. What part of when someone tells you something, you're not supposed to believe it?
If your
girlfriend says, you know what, I don't really like you that much, what makes you think she likes you that much?
What part of you turns down to three?
I'm so done with you, DJ Automatic. I tried to move past that because you're my husband. Oh, I got so many text messages with laughs. And one of my friends, Nikki with a goal too, she said, I spit my coffee out in a car when I heard that. Well, the number one male fantasy is to bring two women into the bedroom for sexy time. The menage a trois.
Yes.
Theo was not interested because he truly loves Hannah. It's something people sometimes do, I guess. It's not my cup of tea.
No,
I ain't here to judge.
It's not my cup of tea either because it's just work to try to satisfy one woman. So two women in there. It's fun and games until you're sitting on the side crying.
Oh, I saw the phone lines are ringing. Hi, who is this?
Good morning, it's Jessica.
All right, Jessica, what you think, mama?
Who turns down a three?
Girl, no, don't even go there. Don't even go there. You and Automatic. What's up with y'all?
Okay, let me tell you something. I said that to be funny. I would never, ever try to get my wife to do a three because I know I couldn't handle it mentally. I'm just going to be outright and honest about that.
What about you? Are you into that?
Oh, I love that stuff.
Oh, freaking
well, are you married? Is it you and your husband, or is it you and your boyfriend, or how?
Well, me and my fiance, we like to bring girls in every once in a while. We like to do couple stuff. That's fun.
Well, what about a man? Was he down for that?
I think he would be, but he'd probably need to be compensated.
Why do you think
that? I guess it would depend on how I found this man, or how about this came into our conversation. I think he'd go for it.
I understand the fantasy of all this conversation, and like I said, I'm not here to judge. Personally, mentally, I am incapable of sharing my man.
Yes.
I'm incapable.
I mean, you just heard me say it. I couldn't do it. There's no way. And going back to what Anthony said earlier, I would just be on the side like crying. I'm sorry. You know, it's not.
This ain't a movie.
No,
yeah.
This ain't a movie. I'm not a professional.
Different strokes for different folks, right? And if you're not comfortable with another man giving your wife different strokes, then don't sign up for this one.
Or another woman,
especially that.
Hey, we going to get deeper into this.
Definitely don't want another man, though.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
SZA is revealing why she removed her breast implants. We'll talk about this and more. Plus, she's making a very special appearance on an iconic TV show. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
We have Eva Longoria celebrating her birthday. Will.i.am and Lil Dicky.
Okay, I want to talk about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's new wife, Bianca, spotted hanging out behind the scenes at his concert. I think this is a good thing.
Co-parenting
is the first time that they've been seen together. Also, we had some parents here internally in a studio, I won't say who, or in this building, question the fact that Kanye and Kim's kids were on stage with them. It's too late. Why aren't those kids in bed? They're with both parents and a step-parent. That's their life. They're not normal kids.
Okay, the way you're drawing that out is like you're forgetting the part of Kanye rapping about big booty in front of his children, which is a little, you know, that does where it gets a little weird.
I mean, but their dad is Kanye. There's no way you can avoid hearing
you
about those
things.
You can
avoid big booty but
I've been avoiding them my whole life, so yeah, you can't.
But not on
it.
Purpose.
Not on, no.
Well, we'll talk
sadly.
About that another day, okay? Parenting, keeping your kids out late. All right, now we'll talk about SZA, who just revealed on a medical podcast that her breast implants were making her very sick.
Oh.
And she didn't know what was happening with her. She also felt depressed.
She didn't look right.
Well, Automatic?
Right, I'm sorry. I felt she looked better before when she didn't have those. Like,
in your clinical review.
Well,
you know
to what, be honest, Brandon, I thought me, she had it removed so she could go on Sesame Street. Oh. I was like, when you first said that, I was like, she got her breasts removed so she could be on Sesame Street?
Ours for reduction.
No, so first of all, you know why women end up doing so many things like SZA did? We all know she's had several plastic surgeries and obviously altered her face because of people like you that criticize her looks.
People
didn't look
like
right.
Me,
you just said
I had nothing to do with
right.
It. I thought she looked better before she went and did all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but you're not to be commenting on women's bodies. Don't worry about it. How
yeah,
about that?
Just look. You can't comment. Just look.
Whatever, anyway. Here's a little excerpt for her on Sesame Street.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
SZA! I get the picture now. Thank you so much. Yeah. I love it.
SZA and her natural breasts make their debut on Sesame Street. And I'm here for it. Check the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite childhood ice cream treats is coming to one of the biggest fast food joints in the country. We'll talk about it in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. And it's Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
All right, first hashtag. Let's be real. I think everybody's talking about it. Congress has voted to force the sale of TikTok or the app will be banned. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. was created under the Ford administration in 1975. This has been going on for a very long time. It was created in order to prevent our enemies from spying internally and owning too much property here in the U.S. Grindr, which is a gay dating app, used to be owned by the Chinese government. It was forced to be sold. Nobody cared. MoneyGram, which is used all the time, was not allowed to merge with a Chinese company, Ant Financial. Right now, TikTok's main owner is the second in charge of the Chinese Communist Party. Nobody's going to ban it as long as they sell, because China's goal is to ruin the U.S. And for those of you, let me make my decisions. I see all the dummies and the posts and the misinformation. No.
They've already done their work.
You can't handle it. Your kids, my kids, all our kids are on there for hours and hours, and they're getting fed lies, misinformation. So China's goal to make us stupid is working.
I enjoy my TikTok.
Me too. I do too.
So to be clear, if China sells it to somebody in the United States,
it's done. Yeah, we're good.
We're gonna keep on going.
Just like Grindr's good, just like MoneyGram is good, and a multitude of other apps and businesses who are good.
So, I mean, you know, we've had our own mishaps with data information, and I mean, it's crazy. I think they should just get rid of it at this point then, because if you're going to sell it and we are supposed to believe that all of a sudden, because it's an American product, that they're not stealing our information.
No, it's not stealing their information. It's utilizing it to cause harm and damage.
However you
want to
do it,
country.
I don't trust this side of the border either with it. That information either, dog. That's what I'm saying.
If people are weaponizing social media, maybe it's not a great idea. Mm. And people say, oh, I don't want the government in my business. I don't want the government. Like this guy tried to tell me, he's like, does the government tell you what records you can play? I'm like, actually, yeah.
Yes, we can't play any dirty music on the radio. Yeah.
For that very reason, because they don't trust me, which they probably shouldn't.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Wendy's is bringing back a childhood nostalgic treat for us all. They're going to have the Orange Dreamsicle Frosty.
Yay! Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. You get a Frosty. I love the Orange Dreamsicle. It's creamy and delicious.
I'm all about it. The most interesting thing here, though, was Frosty's been around for 55 years.
You're kidding.
I was like, 55 years of dunking your fries in a Frosty. Wow.
Damn, who discovered that tasted good?
I think that'd be sponsored by God's Good Greens. That was, that definitely.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we will start with National True Confession Day. If you got the time to air somebody out, you want to drop it on there, post it on your TikTok.
Who do you confess to when you have something you need to get off your chest that you trust?
I usually do it to my mom, but then she tells everyone, so.
That's everybody's mom, DJ Automatic. That's everybody's mom.
I'm one of those. I go to therapy, guys.
Okay. I love that.
Something I do love. You have permission to hit the snooze button today because it is World Sleep Day.
You could have told me this yesterday and then like led it into today, and then I would have had an excuse to sleep in.
Got it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm going to dig into the psyche right now of DJ Automatic and Anthony A. They both grew up in the barrio, okay? And they say that's the reason they feel like everything that they might have misplaced or that goes missing has been stolen.
Mm. Oh.
What's the psychology behind that? Because when I misplace something, I realize if I can't find something, damn, I must have forgot it somewhere. I put it somewhere I can't remember. Never in my wildest dreams do I say, somebody took it.
Yeah.
Somebody mysteriously.
You didn't grow up in New Mexico.
I think our motherland does have something to do with it too. But as anybody who's been through traumatic situations like myself and DJ Automatic, where you've had things stolen and people steal stuff all the time.
I've had things stolen, but I don't blame people constantly for things that I know
I'm definitely not
going
to blame myself for being a dummy. So my first thing is to go and say, hey, somebody stole it from me.
Am I supposed to blame myself for misplacing something?
We stay in hotel rooms a lot. You know, Automatic. Sometimes he'll forget a sweatshirt or a headphone or whatever. And the first thing he says is, oh, the cleaning lady must take it.
No, I'm not blaming cleaning ladies. No, that's a lie. The one incident where I said somebody stole something is because we had a bunch of people in a room because we were doing a photo shoot. And I had got a brand new Drake OVO sweatshirt. And after that photo shoot...
You talking Suelo stole your shirt?
No, I'm not saying whoever the cleaning lady was. I don't like to, you know, typecast people
My bad. I'm being a racist Mexican. My bad.
But somebody who was in that group of people is walking around with my Drake OVO sweatshirt.
No, let me tell you what happened. Automatic left it there because he turns his clothes inside out. You throw it there. There have been 9 out of 10 times that he's accusing people of doing something, and then he says, "Oh, I found it. It's in the back of my bag. Oh, it's in my drawer.
I just did this with my headphones.
You know what?
Literally, there's my headphones.
You know why I didn't say anybody stole them? I was like, oh, I must have lost them.
I did this with my iPhone recently, and if you've ever misplaced your phone, it's a lot, dude. And I misplaced my phone after a session of grocery shopping, so I ran back to the grocery store, checked every single individual cart like a psycho. Where they park all the carts. I was over there removing them. And then when the lady at the front's like, "I haven't seen a phone," I went outside and proceeded to question and interrogate the cart boy.
Oh,
oh my God,
dude. You didn't check his pockets.
I thought I was a mob member pulling up in my car being like, "Hey, bro, I got what you need. Did you find a phone?" He's like, "Sir, I don't know what you're talking about." I said, "I got some money. I got $38. Do you have..."
You really thought that man took your phone?
Yes, I accuse him. I'm so embarrassed. I'm getting red right now. Thinking about
where was the phone?
I'm embarrassed for you.
Where was the phone, Anthony?
When I went home, I was carrying a grocery, dropped the groceries, and put the phone on my charger.
No!
And the phone was perfectly charged up in my room where I left it.
Now I don't feel so bad about Automatic's OVO sweatshirt.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.